Green-Eyed Lady by Chuck Greaves. Narrated by Dan Butler. Politics is supposed to be the second oldest profession. I have come to realize that it bears a very close resemblance to the first. Ronald Reagan. Prologue. Even now, in vivid hindsight, he could not recall which he'd noticed first, her crumpled shape on the blacktop, or her voice echoing across the nearly empty parking lot. A cry of anguish, he'd thought at the time. A cry for help. She was already to her feet by the time he'd reached her. There was a rip in her hose at the knee. That much he remembered. And a dislodged crocodile pump at which she'd stabbed, hopping, with a nylon dagger of her foot. "Are you all right?" he'd asked her, breathless, lamenting this banality even as he uttered it. She'd been leaning forward then, with one hand braced on the big Mercedes, and her auburn hair hanging like a theater curtain, partially obscuring her face. "Did you see him?" she'd asked, as she straightened. Her eyes, he'd noticed then in the sodium lamplight, were green. Not blue-green or hazel, but the bright, mossy tincture of verdigris on an old copper lantern. "See who?" "That man." She'd waved vaguely toward the traffic on Hollywood Boulevard. "My purse." He remembered that he'd stepped in the direction she indicated,